Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying the moment.
And it's a great day to be huddled in the house watching college football. We got some great games. We got some baseball action going on. And Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All righty.
And folks, let's take care of some business here real quick and let everybody know that we're brought to you each and every week by sportswagers-selections.com. And if you haven't had an opportunity to visit the website, please take time out to do so now and get on board with our free plays, which have returned today. And with limited action this week, of course, we didn't have free plays, but they are available today again. And all you need to do is visit the website, sportswagers-selections.com, or follow us on Twitter at Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get those plays out to you. All right, let's go ahead and get started. And, of course, per usual, we'll have Boppy's Who's Hot and Who's Not segment to kick us off. Boppy, you're up.
Well, for the main part, how can you watch the baseball playoffs this year and not be just super impressed with the pitching? I mean, almost everywhere you turn, there's another great, sizzling pitching performance. To begin with, Madison Bumgarner pitching the Giants into the division series. What a, you know, another shutout for him. Watching last night, Johnny Cueto almost, you know, pitching the Giants by the Cubs, giving up one home run, and it cost him the game. Pretty amazing stuff. We're really enjoying watching the Cubs play. The question is, are they going to hit well enough to win the World Series this year? We'll see. But they certainly seem to have the pitching. But I'm just, in almost in every series but one, I think the pitching has dominated. It's just fun to watch. You know, you can't ask for more than that.
Very true. Very true. And who's on your list as being cold or not hot?
Well, I would give that credit for the most part to the hitters in the hitters in the playoffs. It's just sort of amazing that, and maybe the base running decisions made by the Nationals. You've got a guy with a bad leg stealing second base, and you find out later that he's running on his own. Well, I would certainly take the keys to the car out of his hand, because what on earth was Daniel Murphy thinking? Because that was an incredibly costly move on his part, and it may be what takes them right out of the series. So no, but the hitters will not take what's given them. To get a runner over, they will not lay down a bunt. To get on base, they won't lay down a bunt. It's just, or they won't swing to the opposite field and hit against the shift. You know, it just sort of amazes me.
Yeah, I've said this all along, guys. It's very frustrating to not be able to watch these guys execute fundamental baseball, bunting runners over. It's not sexy by any means, but with these one-run games that we're seeing, an instant replay is, it's got to go away. I know it's not going to, but it's ridiculous. And, to hold up the game while the managers are checking with their own replay, I mean, come on. And half the time they still cark up the decision. They don't get it right. And it's just, I just wish it would go away. Like I said, I know it's not going to, but replay is, in any sport, is ridiculous. And another thing I'm getting tired of is the exit velocity off the bat. Who gives a crap that such and such, the ball left his bat at 102 miles an hour? I mean, who cares? The ball ended up in the seats. That's the only thing that matters. And, pretty soon, guys, we're just going to be playing these games on video games. They're not even going to show up at the ballpark.
Well, now we're having the trajectory of home runs and all this, and did you know that Kevin Pillar plays one of the shallowest center fields? And I mean, come on, it's just enough is enough. And I'll tell you, I agree that there is a place for analytics. There is a place, but some people go way too far. Some people believe it's the be all to end all. And these WAR ratings. I read the other day where David Price, according to WAR, David Price, the last 6 years, has been the second-best pitcher in baseball behind Clayton Kershaw. That's a bunch of bunk. David Price this year had a 3.99 ERA. He's the second-best pitcher in baseball the last 6 years. Bullshit.
Yeah, I put it
more elegantly than that, my friend. But what I would agree with is that the statistics have gotten so pervasive that now they're telling us who hits the best on their children's birthdays, while closing one eye and holding their ear flap down. The stats that they give us are so parsed that they become meaningless. The one stat that I had been looking forward to that they're now finally giving is the ranges on these outfielders to tell us how far they're running and how fast they're getting there. Because that's one of the things I wish we'd had for Willie Mays' catch 1954 at the World Series, that when he caught Vic Wirtz's drive over his shoulder in deep center. I would love to know how far he runs. I mean, I have never yet, watching it, have not been able, even when it's slowed down, have ever been able to keep up with his feet, how fast his feet were moving, how many steps he goes to catch a ball that ends up being about 430 feet from home plate. How does he do it? And how far did he go to get there? And he played a shallow center field. So it's just simply amazing.
Yeah, the only thing that matters to me is if he makes the catch or not. I don't care how fast he's going. I don't care what angle he took to get to the ball. You know, did he make the play? That's all that matters. And anything else that's added to the equation is just useless nonsense by people who follow that crap. And, you know, I guess if it makes them happy, that's fine. But, you know, I don't want to hear about it, and I don't need to hear about it. So it's just, you know.
I need some good news, Ed. I need to ask Hondo, what's the good word on the Rangers? What hopeful feelings does he have?
You know, the Red Sox and the Rangers have both found out the same thing this postseason, and of course they knew it going in. You're going to go as far in the postseason as your pitching takes you. The first two games of the series, the Rangers' aces stunk up the place. The first two games of the series, the two big starters for the Red Sox stunk up the place. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And, I mean, Toronto lost the first two games last year to Texas and came back and won the next three and won the series. Anything's possible. This Ranger team doesn't quit. But it's going to be very tough, especially going back to Toronto, which is who knows what's going to happen in Toronto. You know, who knows how many beer bottles are going to be thrown or
beer cans. That's another thing. Yeah.
If I was Rougned Odor, I'd fear for my life because that place is uncontrollable.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, folks, due to Hurricane Matthew, which is wrecking havoc, right now, hopefully everybody that's involved in that is safe. And but we did have two games today in the college that have been rescheduled for tomorrow. You got Florida Atlantic, which is hosting their home game, and Georgia at South Carolina. Those are the only two games right now that have been affected. Make sure you pay attention to the NFL tomorrow. For any late changes with game times and scheduling, and hopefully everybody is safe. Want to send out some wishes to the folks at the Palm Beach Kennel Club who had to batten down the hatches, but the pups and the humans are safe. And good news out of the Palm Beach Kennel Club, because we were concerned about them the last couple of days. So hopefully everybody is remaining safe on the East Coast. Thoughts out to everybody who's enduring Matthew right now. All right, let's head out to Santa Anita and give out a free play out at the Great Race Place. And it comes in the third race with number 3, Term of Art, who's making his third start today. Joe Talamo remains in the irons for Doug O'Neill. This is a Tisnow colt that is improving by leaps and bounds, and he figures today to give another solid effort. And if he runs back to either one of his previous two races in his career, he'll be able to earn his maiden diploma today. So if you're heading out to the track, just want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. Third race, number 3, Term of Art. We suggest a couple of bucks to win in place. First post today out at Santa Anita, 12:30, double carryovers. We have $29,233 in the pick 6 carryover, and then in the final race, the 10th race, we have $17,229 in the super high five carryover. So if you are going to be partaking in either one of those, good luck. Do your homework. You still got plenty of time. First post today out of Santa Anita is 12:30. We got some good races out there, folks. Take advantage. Lord Nelson is heading up the card out there today, a Bob Baffert-trained horse with mucho talent. So head on out to the track today. All right, we're going to take our first. Well, actually, Hondo, do you like anything out of Santa Anita today?
Yeah, take a look at the last race down the hill, Gold Baby Run, a two-year-old Smart Strike filly for Jerry Hollendorfer. Two reasons I like this horse. Number one, it's shortening up. Went a mile on the turf last time, shortening up to 6.5 down the hill. Jerry's shaking things up and putting blinkers on the filly. And Smart Strike horses have a good history of running well down the hill. So take a look at Gold Baby Run in the 10th race at Santa Anita today.
Okay. You're getting a healthy 8-1 on the morning line. So if you are wishing to take advantage of that play, go ahead and the 10th race. Number 6, Gold Baby Run, 8-1 in the morning line. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout. When we come back, we're going to have some free plays for you and get Boppy's Lock of the Weekend and open it up for some more talk. This is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have more Keeping Score with Boppy.
Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens, winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old car.
All right, sports fans, we're back for part two of Keeping Score with Boppy. And real quick, I'm going to go ahead and give my free play out, and then we're going to have Boppy step to the podium and give out his lock. And folks, good games today. Colorado takes on USC, and if you are interested in that game, Colorado will be announcing a quarterback at game time. There's a game time decision in that game. Notre Dame is at North Carolina State. Notre Dame needs to pull their head out of their butt. And then another interesting two games. We got Arizona at Utah. That will be an interesting game later on. And then, of course, Washington State at Stanford. What in the hell is wrong with Stanford? Are they going to rebound today? They're 6.5-point favorites. So lots of interesting games on the docket. Free play today comes in 9 in the form of TCU at Kansas. On the rotation, you have 333, 334, a complete mismatch here, folks. And we're going to go with TCU. We're going to lay the 29 on the road. We don't like usually laying this many points, but TCU figures to roll on this game, at least on paper. And we're going to go ahead and take 333 TCU minus 29 Kansas. Folks, don't get this game higher than 30, we do like at the current line that Vegas is offering right now, TCU minus 29. All right, Bobby, you're up. What do you got for us this morning?
I've got a blue highlight pen special, or a blue plate special. This one's highlighted on my thing because I couldn't believe the line. Now, Sagarin rates Iowa as a 10-point, as at a neutral site, they'd be a 10-point favorite over Minnesota. The line today has Minnesota as a 2-point favorite versus Iowa. So I really like take Iowa and the 2 points, or 2.5 some places, take Iowa and two points against Minnesota. And I think this is a game Iowa wins outright. It'll be I think it's a steal.
All right. So, Boppy, 341, 342. And that game is going to be kicking at 9. So, folks, you're going to need to get off the couch or out of the easy chair, wherever you're at, and get on board with that. Iowa. And Boppy is suggesting a play here on Iowa, taking the 2.5 points over Minnesota in that game. So it definitely looks like, according to the win and loss records on both teams, home and away, it looks like that could be a pretty decent game today. Hondo, what do you you like anything today in sport?
I like a game that's going to kick off in about 40 minutes. Texas and Oklahoma, the annual shootout down there in the Southwest. Oklahoma is not the same team they were last year. They got into the college football playoff last year. This year they got zero defense. I mean, everybody's just, you know, they beat TCU last week, but I think they gave up 46 points. Of course, they got run over by Houston. They got run over by Ohio State, admittedly two very good teams, those two teams. And then you got Texas, a team that can put points on the scoreboard with that freshman quarterback, Shane Buechele. I like Texas in the 11.5 points. That's the line I last saw, was 11.5 in Texas. Getting 11.5. So in that game, in a shootout, I'll take the team that's going to get 11.5 points. So I like Texas in that game.
Well, you're going to love getting 13. You're going to love getting 13.5.
That's crazy. That's just, Oklahoma's got no defense at all.
Where's the game being played at?
That's going to be.
Where's the game being?
The game is a neutral site. At Jerry's World down at AT&T Stadium down in Texas. So,
it's really Texas. Okay.
So it's always, it's usually been in the old days, it was played at the Cotton Bowl. So they don't play at either school, but that game is going to be in the 40s. Probably both schools are going to, score 30, 40 points, and to get 13.5 or whatever you said, Hat, that to me, that's a gift.
Yeah, 359, 360, Oklahoma playing Texas, and Hondo is suggesting a play on Texas, taking the points at 13.5, and the over-under on that game is a whopping 73. And,
wow!
Good luck if you're going to partake in that offering. And gentlemen, we got about 6 minutes left, so let's go ahead and open it up and maybe talk about some NFL tomorrow, some baseball, whatever you guys want to discuss.
Well, I'm looking today for the Dodgers to. What do you think about the Dodgers today?
Well, you got Rich Hill against Tanner Roark going for the Nationals. Could be another good pitching game. Both guys are capable of pitching good games, so that's a must win for the Nationals. They can't go down to Dodger Stadium down 2-0, especially when that's a must-win for them, of course. And then I think it's not a must-win for the Giants. because they're going to, even if they drop to 2-0 down to the Cubs, they're still going home for a couple of games. So, but boy, the American League, Bobby, I think most people I heard on the talking heads were picking the Red Sox to go to the World Series, and, or if they weren't, a few were picking the Rangers. Nobody I heard was picking the Indians to go to the World Series, and the Indians, you know, they've really have surprised a lot of folks with their starting four being totally beaten up, and yet they're going to Boston up 2-0.
Yeah, and I think, and who's their starter in Game 3?
Boy, you got me. I mean, you know, they've already shot Kluber and Bauer, so I don't know. I don't think I think Salazar. Well, Carrasco's out for the year. I think Salazar is out for the ALDS. So you know, it probably is Josh Tomlin.
Yeah, and I think if they go to a fourth game four, I think that's going to be Bauer again, isn't it?
Because Bauer didn't throw that many pitches in game one.
Yeah. You got tomorrow. You got Tomlin with Clay Buchholz on the mound for the and Tomlin right now, folks. If you've got any interest in that game, Cleveland is plus +135 and Boston is minus -1.5.
I tell you, if I'm a Red Sox fan, I'm not sitting too confident with Clay Buchholz pitching an elimination game.
No.
Yeah. No. That's.
Nope. I totally agree. And what about the situation, gentlemen, with the Cowboys right now and their quarterback situation? What do you think about keeping the rookie playing even when Romo comes back?
Well, I think it's one of those situations where Romo has earned the starting job over his, you know, he's a veteran. I think when he comes back, the job will be his again. But it opens up a lot of possibilities that during the offseason. Certainly makes the Cowboys more confident and more comfortable with, you know, entertaining the thoughts of trading Romo. Because Prescott has stepped up and he's performed really well. But I'll tell you, the guy who has really impressed me is that rookie for the Eagles, Carson Wentz. He is he has just looked so poised for a rookie. And I think you know, it's way too early to tell. And I'm second guessing here. But did the Rams make the right choice in taking Jared Goff over Carson Wentz?
No, evidently not.
Two NFL teams that need to be sending out the stress signals. We already know how putrid the Browns franchise is. They're just pathetic. And what's going on down in San Diego with these with these games that they're blowing in the fourth quarter? That's going to be of some concern too.
Yeah, they don't know how to close games out. And boy, I tell you, starting last year and it's continued to this year, they got guys going down with season-ending injuries left and right. I mean, they lost Keenan Allen, their number one draft pick, Joey Bosa, hasn't played a game yet because of a hamstring. Guess he's supposed to come back this week. They just lost a defensive back last week for the rest of the year. And, of course, last year it was one offensive lineman after another going down. So they've had injury problems and – even with the guys who are healthy, they can't close games out.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, definitely. All right, gentlemen, well, our time is up for this week. And, Hondo, thank you for taking time out of your morning to join us and give us your insight.
Good luck to everybody.
And, Boppy, it's that time of morning. Go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing. So long.
And folks, we will be back same time, same place next Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. And until then, good luck. And we hope that every one of your wagers is a winning one. We'll talk to you next week.